Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Thursday, North America. The mothership has connected from Honolulu to Nova Scotia. From the ocean to the lakes, Kalamazoo to Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A., everything.
We're coming to you live from the CBS Sports Radio studios where Kevin Wall, for some reason, is tucked in his shirt into his pants today. It's Mraz, it's Bogish. On a thirsty Thursday, is D.A. is making salmon in the smoker, watching his young child, and set to return in about 4 days. But it's an NBA Finals Game 1 kind of day. Hello, Bogey.
Shawnee, hello. It begs the question from our fearless leader. He has time for a multi-hour smoke of, I don't know, rainbow trout, lake trout, but he can't come host a radio show?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting decision. Interesting time allotment.
He does a rainbow trout the same day Mike Trout homers for the Angels last night.
Yesterday afternoon.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a fun show coming up, folks. Let's have some fun today.
We made it. We got to game one. Here we are.
We got to game one. So we're going to go in depth as much as we can and bleed every drop of blood from angles on this NBA Finals here. And tomorrow morning, of course, we will have full reaction on a Target demo Friday. Another reminder, audio only still. I believe next week we get back to seeing the Wizard of Watch, DA, and Cap. So on Twitter, at MrazCBS, at Andrew Bogish. Let us know who you're toasting today with some booskies and what's making you happy today. We will discuss whether Pop-Tarts are back as a snack. Peter Schwartz couldn't wait to alert me that that became the new name of the Cheez-It Bowl yesterday. Has Oakland A's security given up? They may have given up before DA's given up on saving Oakland A's baseball. Is Saquon Barkley, is he holds out still, not at OTAs? Should the Giants simply just pay him already and bid against themselves? Somebody who I really respect and really smart made this case, and it makes no sense. So we will dissect that. Plus, is Matthew Slater right in calling out the NFL's BS? And Gerald Brown, how about this? Kevin Wall's thumbs are working. We got a guest that in the final hour of the show. He's waving the banner. He's all pumped up. Billy Jockalone with us as well. He's smiling and waving. Before we get started, it did remind me, Kevin Wall yesterday on Instagram, KWall51, he posts a little banter with us, a little screen grab, Bogues, on his Instagram story. It dawned on me that when DA is out, they strip down almost all DA show imaging on the local apps, and they just put that CBS Sports Radio is on, as if we don't talk with each other on the DA show regularly when DA's here?
Right.
And I wonder if that's a DA call.
And this is still the DA show.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, because that's always been a pet peeve of mine in the business when, like, somebody fills in for a regular show and they, like, try to make it their show. But it's, you're doing somebody else's show. Like, this is still the DA show.
But we're also technically not doing somebody else's show.
Right.
Like, yes, DA is not here. There are actually a lot of shows in America where, like, the lead host's name is the name of the show, and they have a cast of characters that we are. We are the characters, if you will.
Right. Like, when Dan Patrick is off, it's still the Dan Patrick show.
Right. Very odd. I found that odd when I saw Wall post that, and I did a little deep dive. I was like, yeah, they just post CBS Sports Radio. Or
is that a cap problem?
I don't know. We're going to have to talk to people next week. I don't think that's right.
I have noticed that when sometimes DA posts clips of the show, he doesn't always tag us in them, which then doesn't allow us to share them as easily as we'd like to.
We might be an embarrassment. which
there.
These next 4 hours might provide.
At least one of us.
Yes. At Mraz CBS, at Andrew Bogish. All right. I cannot believe, or I should believe, that this is still a storyline, but maybe there is real credence to it. The Denver Nuggets chasing their first NBA title since joining the NBA. The NBA being the National Basketball Association. The questions won't stop being asked. Eric Spoelstra is now having fun with them. Will thin air be a huge difference in the NBA Finals? It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
We're not even getting into any of that stuff. Our guys are in great shape. They're ready to compete. Denver wants to tip this thing off at the top of Everest, we'll do that. Wow. This thing is going to be decided between the four lines. They also got to come back to Miami if we want to make it about that. We'll turn off the air conditioning. They got to play in 90-degree humidity. This thing is going to be decided between those four lines. And we'll decide it then.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
All right, that voice you heard, of course, is Eric Spoelstra. And you learned all you need to know about whether Eric Spoelstra is fun to hang out with. He's not. Because I think he was clearly kidding about turning off the air conditioning, but can I get a chuckle out of you after? Like, your tongue-in-cheek makes it sound so serious. We think he was kidding, right?
Well, I mean, I think he was being sarcastic. I don't think they're actually going to do it, but it was more dismissive of the idea that they're not going to be bothered by the altitude.
Yes.
So he didn't. I don't think he really meant it, but it wasn't a full-on joke.
So we need to ask, though, Bogus, in all seriousness, this is going to be the first time the Nuggets have home court advantage in an NBA Finals. I mean, let's be honest, the Nuggets have been a franchise. You know, they had that little run with Carmelo to a West Final. But they have not exactly been a star-studded franchise for years and years and years. This is clearly their best opportunity to raise a banner. So the easy answer would be, if thin air was such a big difference, why have the Nuggets not been here before and not won titles frequently whenever they're in the playoffs? But you still need talent, so it's not the end-all, be-all. But these are dem facts, if you will, as the kids say, Bogues.
Do they say that?
Yes. Joe Pompliano tweeted this yesterday. The Denver Nuggets Arena is 5,280 feet above sea level, providing a real home court advantage. The Nuggets' all-time winning percentage at home is 652. On the road, it's 350. That's the largest difference between home and away win percentages for any active franchise in NBA history. The next closest being, by a wide margin, the Utah Jazz. And then it completely plummets down to a basically almost even Oklahoma City. So, I mean, and what does Utah have? A lot of mountains as well. I mean, also weird nightlife. But nonetheless, it's real. They're real and they're spectacular. The thin air has to be the reason for that. I can think of no other reason. It's not as if every team's going to get bombed at the Coors Light Brewery before the game. So the question, though, is now that you get to an NBA Finals, how big a difference does it make when you have potentially four of those games in your building?
I don't see how it doesn't play a factor, especially in these first two games. I think Eric Spoelstra said what he said yesterday to try and fighting in the face of science and history. Like, he's just trying to mentally get his guys through what's coming because they didn't have enough time to get there and really get themselves acclimated. It's a real thing. And so maybe it only applies to tonight, and maybe it only applies for a portion of tonight. But it's also another thing I'll give you is that the Nuggets have won. They've played eight home games so far this postseason. So that's eight fourth quarters. They've won six of those fourth quarters in head-to-head scoring.
Okay.
With the idea being the other team is fading and the other team can't get to the finish line the way the Nuggets can because they're used to playing in Denver. And I think it's important for this series, depending on how close you want to put these two teams, like, you're looking for kind of tiebreakers. And a tiebreaker might be the Nuggets having the lung capacity basically to get through four quarters of game one and game two.
And remember, had the Celtics won, this game one would have been in Boston.
Correct.
Because of that. So that's a big deal. So, I mean, just to clarify any confusion, the confusion could be, if this is such a wide gap, why have the Nuggets not been NBA champions before? I think when you combine the fact that now Jamal Murray's healthy, because remember, he hasn't been healthy at least the last couple postseason runs. in the bubble. It wasn't in Denver. The idea that they essentially have two, well, one really mega MVP, best player in the league star, and another very good star. I also think that if the thin air proves to be this big a difference in the NBA Finals, and these two specifically, with obviously the parts around them, Gordon, Porter, I mean, this could be the start of a little something here for Denver. Because if they're constantly getting home court and constantly there, and they have that to swing their way, I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and the difference now is Jokic and, I guess, to a lesser extent, Michael Malone and Jamal Murray. I mean, in previous vintages of the Nuggets, you know, they've had Mutombo and random good guys, but they've never been, and obviously Carmelo, but they've never been to this level of NBA eliteness.
I mean, they're pairing probably the most dominant player in the league with thin air.
Yeah. Absolutely. So now
we're not getting that idea out of thin air.
Now it's a double whammy. It used to be just dealing with the altitude on a quick 36-hour trip to Denver for a regular game. Now you got that, and you've got Jokic, and you've got Murray, and you've got a better roster.
855-212-4227. The number again is 855-212-4CBS. Also last night, Monty Williams becomes the coach of the Detroit Pistons. And can you believe the years and money Monty Williams got? And I get it. He's a former NBA coach of the year, and this is a pretty pivotal point in the Pistons franchise. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, trust the process. The Pistons have stunk and gotten some high lottery picks the last couple of years that they feel like they should be now on the come in the Eastern Conference. But 6 years, $72 million.
78. It's $13 million a year.
I had that number short by six. $78 million a year.
It's the biggest contract for a coach in NBA history.
It shocked you the Pistons have that kind of funds?
I'm shocked. I didn't think the Suns should fire Monty Williams. The Pistons also shouldn't pay him $13 million to be your head coach.
Are you kidding me?
And did somebody else want to give him 12? Or did his agent do a great job making the Pistons think somebody else wanted to give him 12, that they got to 13?
Right, because the Sixers' job has now been taken by Nick Nurse. And there was another big job taken, I think.
Houston is filled by Udoka.
So, and Adrian Griffin got hired by the Bucks.
Yeah, so I think now only left open is the Phoenix job, right?
The Raptors as well.
Right, the Raptors.
Yes. But either way, that's a... I mean, Monty Williams could get fired after year one and never have to do anything the rest of his life. That is amazing. Amazing to realize your life's work and have somebody give you $78 million over 6 years. And remember, these aren't NFL player contracts. He's getting $78 million whether he finishes that run or not. Unbelievable.
Whew.
I have one more note on the NBA Finals, and I've tossed and turned on this for 2 days, and I was wondering when I should whoop it out. It feels like no better time than now to whoop it out. I want to play I want to play a game around the room if Kevin Wall and Billy Jocalone would like to partake. I would like to quiz everybody. Who, besides the Denver Nuggets and Miami Heat, are most excited for these NBA Finals? I have the answer.
Is this the answer a city or a group of people? What's the answer? It could be anything?
It could be anything. Do you want to go first? Or you want to let one of these...
Let one of these bozos go first.
Bozos, I guess we'll call them. Kevin?
I'm going to go with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay. Billy?
I don't even know where to begin to tell.
I know. That's why it's very open-ended. You have to think. This is a deep question here to start the show. Who besides the Heat and the Nuggets and their fans, you know, anybody who incorporates those two teams, is most excited for these NBA Finals? I don't know why the Milwaukee Bucks would be the most excited.
Me neither.
Well, I'm just going to give you a little clue. You're wrong. Billy?
I will say Pete Bellotti.
Stole my answer. Since I'm in share number two, the second most power of the group, I'm going to give you two answers.
Okay.
One would be the NHL.
Okay.
The other would be Jack Stern.
You're all wrong.
Damn it.
And I'll reveal the answer next. It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Check is going to come your way momentarily, but I had to pay off the tease. And the tease was, who besides the Miami Heat and Denver Nuggets is most excited for this NBA Finals to get underway? Kevin Wall, for some reason, guessed the Milwaukee Bucks. Billy Jockalone. Who did you guess again, Billy?
That would be our friend Pete Bilotti.
Pete Bilotti. Right? I guess he could be excited. Actually, you're the closest, Billy. And you guessed Jack Stern and the NHL.
Correct.
The correct answer is fast food chains across America.
Okay.
You guys don't understand this. I took a little bit of marketing classes in school.
Okay, good for you.
There's a thing called subliminal advertising.
There is.
For the next 3 weeks, if this is a long series, America's fat.
Mm.
We are going to hear nuggets, 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 nuggets. Constantly, everywhere you turn. Turn into the NBA Finals. The Denver Nuggets are on. Sports radio shows everywhere. The Nuggets. You are going to have the word nuggets drilled into your head the longer the series goes on. And I understand that Denver is not named after spicy chicken nugs at Wendy's. I understand that. But fat America, we are going to be flocking to order chicken nuggets at fast food restaurants. And if you're not part of fat America, I would like to see you hold out the next 3 weeks without getting one single four-piece anywhere. I dare you to.
Okay. Challenge accepted.
Dare you to.
That's easy.
I gotcha.
Okay. We'll test. You watch. You want to talk about stocks and everything? Stock up on fast food restaurants the next 3 weeks. Nuggets in the finals. Big deal.
Now, is this a Mraz theory, or did you read this somewhere?
My theory.
Oh, okay.
My theory. It's subliminal advertising. How could you hear nuggets constantly if you're a sports fan, and in the back of your mind not be driving down the road and go, man, you know what I could go for right now? Pull right in there. Mickey D's, Wendy's, wherever you want to pick it out.
So because you get hungry when you hear nuggets...
Do you think I'm the only fat person in America?
I don't.
Okay.
I think you're the only one that has this theory, though.
What about Golden Nugget Casino? Not a bad one. You know what? Everybody attached to a nugget is going to be having something here. All right? So there you go. So now people might have rolled their eyes. Here's the thing. If you're in your car right now listening, wherever you are, the kid in Tulsa, the kid in Tuscaloosa, you're up there in your Winnebago in Nova Scotia, wherever you are, you could laugh at this theory and go, enough of these guys wins the A back. You're getting chicken nuggets over the next 3 weeks. All right? 855-212-4227. That number again is 855-212-4CBS. Matter of fact, it will be your poll question of the day as well. Will an NBA Finals featuring the Denver Nuggets subliminally cause you to buy chicken nuggets over the next 3 weeks? Okay? And just a simple yes or no. Wall, you got that? You don't got to overword it? We're good?
Okay. I don't think that's a scientific question, though. Because you can't ask somebody if they're going to be subliminally affected by nuggets over the next 3 weeks. Because now we're not even, it's not subliminal.
Well,
it's predicting the future.
It is. Look,
The question should be, have you ever ordered nuggets because of the Denver Nuggets?
But you wouldn't know that because it's subliminal.
No. You would know it after the fact. You're asking somebody to predict the future. You're asking if I'm going
to
be.
Do you think? That's the question. It is. It's asking, do you think? Because I'm telling you, I will have a weakness. A wise man once said, girls, what's your weakness? Goals.
Yeah.
Every fat person's weakness over the next 3 weeks is going to go, nuggets, damn, I have that on my head. I'm telling you, you can't relate because you're thin.
I can relate.
You telling me Fatty D.A. is not getting chicken nuggets over the next 3 weeks?
If only if he makes him himself in the smoker.
Getting AJ to sleep at 2 a.m., take him for a spin, go to that 24-hour drive-thru. Come on, that fat ass is putting him down his throat.
P.S., he did not like my suggestion of what AJ stands for yesterday.
No.
Middle
name was rough. So we checked in on nuggets. Well, that'll be your poll question of the day. How about we check in on sound with Soundcheck now?
CBS presents this program in color. An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right, all right, all right. Your first piece of audio of the day. Nuggets head coach Michael Malone. He's got an interesting comp for the Joker.
He's not trying to be something he's not. He's not trying to create a narrative other than I'm Nikola Jokic. I play for the Denver Nuggets. I'm going to do everything I can to help our team win. And I'm going to do it with class. I'm going to do it with professionalism. And I'm never going to make it about me. Tim Duncan was a selfless superstar. And I look at Nikola Jokic in the same vein. I think Nikola Jokic is a truly selfless superstar where it's not about him. He's not looking for people to look at me, tell me how great I am. He's almost embarrassed by the attention. He just wants to be one of the guys in the locker room, have fun, work hard, and win.
I like that comp. I like that comp. Mike's got to be on. He is a quieter kind of reserve star. Although, let's be honest, there is a little more spunk and anger on the court than Duncan showed.
I mean, Duncan gave us nothing, which is fine. At least with Jokic, there's some jokes after games, post-game, pre-game conversations. He's got his two brothers hanging around, too.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to them this morning as well.
They scare me.
So, I mean, he doesn't have a lot, but he's got more juice than Duncan did.
I think the difference is, or the comparison really, is San Antonio and Denver.
I mean, the cities line up.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just they're not, like, big-time cities where we're, you know, unless you're there seeing them every day. Well, I like the comp.
Yeah, because in general, it's true. I mean, that's part of why that's most of the Duncan allure, and that's where Jokic is right now, is that he's not out there stomping his feet, making he just plays basketball and plays it really well, and they win, and maybe now they'll start adding championships, and he can get even better comparison to Duncan. Let's jump to the NFL. We have had hold on.
Speaking of Duncan, you're going to be dunking your Nuggets into some barbecue sauce.
We've had more than one conversation about Jimmy Garoppolo and that foot and the future of the Raiders quarterback position. And connected to that is Tom Brady being a part owner of said Raiders, theoretically making it easy for TB12 to become the Raiders QB if necessary. Here's Troy Aikman on that possibility.
I don't want to speak for Tom. I wouldn't rule anything out. He obviously, you know, has a relationship with the head coach. He knows the offense. He'll keep himself in great shape. I'm a big Jimmy Garoppolo fan, so I'm really pulling for him. But I would bet that just nothing's off the table as far as, you know, what may occur during the season or what Tom's role may be. I think he's done playing, but you just never know. Those things kind of just happen out of nowhere. You don't really predict them or plan for them, but I know he doesn't. I don't know, but I'm sure he doesn't want to talk about those things.
Right.
But everybody else can.
I love this. There's maybe 2% possibility of this happening, but it's got to be on the table until Jimmy Garoppolo's left foot survives a physical and he plays a game and there's no need to replace him. Now, it would be next to impossible for Brady to play as Raider owner.
Yeah.
And again, he's more investor than owner. He just gave money. He has no say over anything, which is why I guess he would have been allowed to still work for Fox. Because he's not in on meetings deciding whether they should sign Jimmy Garoppolo or not. But he's there, clearly has a relationship with Mark Davis. So if the need arose and the lines of communication are already there, why wouldn't Davis just check with Tom? If he wanted to play from his current position as owner/investor, he needed every other team to say yes to that. And you said there's basically a $50 million cap penalty.
Yes, that's just noted.
A hurdle to make these things impossible. But no one has explained how easy it would be for Brady to become a former owner of the Raiders and therefore avoid all of that and just play.
Yes. So, first of all, Bogus and I behind the scenes probably couldn't have two polar opposite feelings on the Brady returning and Raider thing. Bogues is so intrigued by it. He's so all in. And I'm so over it. I'm so over Tom Brady rumors of Tom Brady playing just stay retired. But Bogues wants it to happen. But to Bogus's point, we were discussing this pre-show. This is not a Jackie Moon Tropic Thunder situation.
Unfortunately.
Not Tropic Thunder.
What or Rod
Tropic Thunder.
No.
Semi-pro.
The team is the Tropics. Tropics. That's why.
The Flynn Tropics.
Yeah.
This is not a Jackie Moon Flynn where you can't own the team and just go play. There is a $50 million salary cap penalty, of which your team is pretty set. It would be hard to relieve yourself if you play for a team you own. That's your way of protecting against that happening, is an enormous cap penalty. So he would have to pull back investments. But as I point out to Bogues, there's a lot of paperwork and millions of dollars involved here. This isn't your wife sending you with a receipt to return an ottoman at Kohl's because you ordered it on Amazon. I mean, this is like a lot to do. I don't think if Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt, we could get the necessarily like everything done and Brady's on the field in 4 days quarterback on the Raiders.
No, but like if they knew now that Garoppolo's foot was like crumbling, could they have this figured out in time for training camp?
Yeah, but by the way, they knew Garoppolo's foot was crumbling in March, and since then they've still allowed Brady to do an investment and buy-in.
I am normally not this guy, and it probably is not even the 2% chance I just gave it. But I'm going to keep this alive until there's no reason to keep it alive.
Okay. I mean, look, you dream. Dream on, dream on. Dream.
More significant, did you see where Brady was recently?
No.
So all the fancy people are like in the French Riviera for like the Cannes movie festival that okay. happens every year. So then they all hop on crazy yachts and just sail around the Mediterranean or whatever.
Oh, that's nice.
And he was on a boat out there apparently, 30 people, including Leo DiCaprio.
Oh.
And I didn't...
Leo's going back on boats after Titanic?
Well, I didn't realize... I think he learned his lesson.
Oh.
Safety first. I think... I didn't know that Leo had like a 5-year relationship with Giselle.
Really?
So the two of them, the one picture I saw, they're on either side of like the group shot. And I don't know if that's on purpose because like they want no part of each other. It was just coincidence. You know, that's just the way they lined up.
Wow.
But that's awkward, huh?
That's pretty Leo DiCaprio of him. Caserta loved it. Caserta loved it. Caserta, you secretly loved it too.
That was awful.
Speaking of Patriot quarterbacks I've heard enough of, Mac Jones says it's normal to work with Bill O'Brien.
It's been really good. It's been normal. I think everything he's done so far has been really good. I think the communication is the most important part, and trust. I think it all starts with that when you're with a new coach, and he's done a great job in controlling the room. I feel like everyone's on the same page. Just got to continue to do it. It's a marathon, not a sprint, so we know that. And he's obviously had great experience in the NFL and at Alabama where I was at, so there's a lot of good stuff that we've talked about, and I'm just looking forward to working with him.
The only person who seemingly this offseason has taken more bows and more hugs in return than Kevin Wall, the CBS Sports Radio, is Bill O'Brien returning to the New England Patriots as the offensive coordinator. My goodness, you would have thought the Texans went on a 4-year Super Bowl run the way that Bill O'Brien traded. Now, I understand he has the relationship with Mac Jones from coaching at Alabama, and I understand that Bill O'Brien really pushed and butted heads and had no problem going at Tom Brady, you know, back to the 07 Patriots days. Like, Brady compliments him in, you know, Bill O'Brien was just hard-headed or thick-headed enough, but come on. I know that Joe Judge and Matt Patricia was a disaster. But, you know, Bogues, we've actually had interesting comps here around CBS Sports Radio. Just because one person is an outright disaster at their job doesn't make other mediocre people at their job great as a result.
True, but maybe this is where Bill O'Brien needs to be. Not running a team, not running the organization, just running an offense and helping Mac Jones be the best possible Mac Jones. Maybe that's why it's normal. This is the way it's supposed to be. Not asking him to do too much.
Return of the Mac.
Because you can... You can wear sweatpants as an OC. You can't wear sweatpants as a head coach.
You're right. No, you can. The joggers? Of course you can.
That was a DA nod. Can I float something to you guys?
Please.
Is it possible that the Patriots are more unlikable now post-Tom Brady than they were with him?
No. No, I'll tell you what. It's not that they're unlikable now. It's almost like you're at... Shawnee, know the word here. Know the word.
Come on.
You're apathetic towards them?
That's actually, I think
that's a hit.
Wow. You got that one?
855-212-4227.
And there's a lot there. There's sympathy. There's empathy. Yeah. There's a lot of variations of that word.
Apria. The guy works here.
855-212-4227.
Speaking of him, you should ask him for the equipment checklist for the Bob's Bar Show. You want me to remind you to do that? You to do that.
So we're 2 weeks out from Bob's Bar. I was thinking that Pete will have more than enough time when he returns on Tuesday to ask them. So that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure, Pete's going to love that.
So quick, before we get to you, Greg.
What do you do around here?
Eric and Nova tweets, and Morty needs to be fired at this point. That build-up and delivery for the Nuggets theory deserve the world's longest tuba song, and Morty's sleeping in the corner. Two things. Morty also on paternity leave, as Bogus pointed out. Number two, the Nuggets theory was not a tuba-related, like, one-liner. The Nuggets theory is a serious, like, it's funny, and it's fun to talk about, but I'm actually being genuinely serious.
Right. The tuba part was when you said something about dunking something into barbecue sauce.
Yeah, exactly.
That deserved the tuba.
Not the long buildup for the actual thing. Citrus Thorn tweets in, I've not had Nuggets in years, and I have to admit, I'm probably going to stop and get some today. Crazy. Mirage, you got me on that one.
Okay, but you got him, not the Nuggets, Denver Nuggets.
I'm telling you, because he's thinking about it, and he realizes he's going to execute. David Schultz, thinking the last time I had chicken nuggets was the last time the Denver Nuggets were in the NBA Finals. Does Mirage watch sporting events on TV? There's nothing subliminal about the commercials. Feels like more than 50% are food and beverage related. Yeah, and I'm sure that I buy stuff that I don't even realize I'm buying because I've seen it in advertisements. Hence, I'm just going to teach the audience today, subliminal advertising.
What's been your go-to fast food item lately? Like something that you've had or been craving a lot?
I haven't had fast food probably in a good 6 weeks.
Wow.
So, I can't say. I guess whatever Wendy's dropped off last week for breakfast.
Yeah.
I didn't go out and buy fast food.
What did you have? Your scope was less than 6 weeks ago, wasn't it? And didn't you have?
I had Jersey Mike's.
Didn't you have Wendy's that day too?
No. A Jersey Mike. If I did, I was completely lying for a good rise out of the audience.
Oh, okay.
I had Jersey Mike's. I'm not trying to be like some kind of conquering hero that I haven't had fast food. I just haven't had the cravings lately because of the medicine I'm on.
Right.
So
the medicine's working then.
I mean, I look better in a shirt that I wore. I did a little comp yesterday in the mirror. Way better. So the moobs are drooping.
Isn't that a nice feeling?
It is. It is. But I'm still very scared to get on a scale.
Yeah, it's no rush.
What are you going to do? Okay.
You don't need to know the number. You can see it. You're fine.
Well, that's it. Even if the number doesn't change, if you get more defined, right?
Right.
Because muscle weighs more than
fat.
Thank you, 855-212-4227.
Is that going to be your new story, that this is all muscle?
I mean, look, if the shoe fits. Mm.
Okay.
All right.
If the bicep fits.
Exactly. Greg, what do you got?
Guys, we're sponsored by HelloFresh. Shake up dinner time with HelloFresh. With 40 weekly recipe options, there's always something new to try. Get 16 free meals plus free shipping with code SKATE16 at HelloFresh.com/SKATE16. Random thought I had during the Eastern Conference Finals, and this is not a joke. If you're Jimmy Butler and you have the day off in between the first two games in Boston, would you really want to go out to eat? Like, there's a chance a waiter or busboy in a restaurant recognizes you, and then the kitchen messes with your food, and you have the Jordan flu game all over again.
I got to think that in this day and age, most people working at restaurants don't care enough and care more about their business.
Okay.
You know, and also, I think Philly, that might happen.
You don't think that would happen in Boston? Like, I don't think it would happen in Denver, but I thought Boston, it would definitely happen.
I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe. But having worked in the food industry, having been a baby of, you know, the food industry, that doesn't happen as much as you think.
Okay.
Yes.
I also think, too, Jimmy Butler's going to a high-end place where, like, it's professional waiters and stuff like that. Like, they're like, above messing.
He's not going to Hardee's.
Right.
Carl's Jr. Butler and the Heat will be all business tonight when they start the NBA Finals in Denver. The Nuggets are fresh after a sweep of the Lakers and going as favorites after Miami nearly blew a 3-0 lead against the Celtics. Nobody's really found a way to slow down Nikola Jokic, but Butler offered a few ideas.
Guarding him as a team with all five guys, you know, he does everything so well. And we're going to have to be in the gaps. We're going to have to gang rebound. You know, we can't have defensive lapses, and we're just going to have to get after it. I think at the end of the day, he's a major key, as DJ Khaled would say. And we're going to have to lock in.
I like the DJ Khaled reference.
How about that?
From Butler.
That's a five-oinker.
The reigning Eastern Conference Finals MVP going for his first ring. He and the Heat lost the finals in the bubble against the Lakers in 2020. Despite what the odds makers say, Jokic says favorites and underdogs don't matter in the finals.
Who said that we are favorites? The media? Las Vegas. And Las Vegas told us that we are not, we were underdog before. That doesn't, it's not correct, I think. I mean, I think we are not the favorites. I think in the finals, there is no favorites.
If he dies, he dies.
No.
I must break you.
Jokic can't say that. You cannot spend 6 weeks in the other postseason series complaining about being underdogs, talking about why they're talking about the other teams after.
Thank you.
And then the moment somebody brings up you being favored, finally giving you what your own coaches talked about, what your own motivations talked about, and then say, well, those people don't know what they're talking about. You know, there's no favorites. What do you mean? You just cared about
them. Did I not say this 2 days ago?
It's insane.
Yeah, the narrative's starting to annoy me.
Ugh.
I mean, I was rooting for the Heat to begin with, but now even more so.
I'm rooting for one team and one team only over the next 6 weeks, the Vegas Golden Knights, because I want them to have a parade and prove they could support a baseball team.
There you go. It didn't take Monty Williams long to land on his feet after being fired by the Suns a few weeks ago, just before the calendar flipped to June. It was announced last night that Williams got a six-year deal worth almost $79 million to coach the Pistons, largest deal in league history.
And I will ask you this. When Pete the Body saw Monty Williams' numbers last night, was he mad for no reason at the salary Monty Williams is getting, thinking in some way, shape, or form, Pete got screwed out of this?
The only thing I don't know is if he's seen it yet, because I don't know when Pete's awake these days.
Okay.
But when he sees it, if he hasn't already, he has definitely given you the traditional Bilotti, come on!
I mean,
we're going to get a group text again. Monty Williams is bleep.
They will be yes. There'll be a reference to Monty Williams at some point today when Bilotti complains via group text.
So, like I said, largest deal for a coach in league history given to a guy who couldn't get it done with Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Kevin Durant, and Chris Paul. Monty was last year's coach of the year, takes over for Dwayne Casey, who took a front office job. Detroit has not finished over 500 in seven straight seasons. They do have the fifth pick in this month's draft.
And $30 million cap space if anyone wants to play for the Pistons.
Come on, man.
Thank you.
Speaking of, Zach Edey, the consensus National Player of the Year, is headed back to Purdue after withdrawing from the draft. On the flip side, UConn guard Andre Jackson Jr. is sticking with his plan to go pro after winning the national championship.
That's the guy who wants out of the Husky section.
That's terrible.
I don't like that one.
That's bad.
The first couple were really good, but that sucked.
All right.
Didn't you also agree yesterday to do 1 an hour?
I did. I already disagreed.
I feel like he turns it up when I get in here.
I do. You actually excite me because you give me the benefit of a laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks for that, Greg.
Thanks for tagging me on Twitter this morning. Thanks for emailing me the rundown last night.
I'm fired up, man.
Nice to be a part of the show.
It is.
So we just heard from the Patriots. We talked about this a few days ago, and that was the Pats getting docked 2 days of OTAs for violating league rules. So naturally, Bill Belichick stepped up and took the hit. But what Sean and I are dying to know, what's the deal with former Giants head coach Joe Judge?
Yeah, he'll do whatever I ask him to do. It might change from time to time. He'll be involved in a lot of things.
Will he have a focus, like, second kicking game?
He'll be involved in a lot of things.
And does he have a title yet? Is he assistant head coach?
Yeah, we'll announce our staff. You know, we've got a couple things to still work out, but we'll announce it soon.
He's the best. He is the absolute best. And I figured that. I forgot that Kevin Wall is here with us again. Kevin, you liked Joe Judge when he was coaching the Giants, didn't you?
I was one of the victims that that fell for the hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, you bought into that garbage first press conference?
I did too.
What'd you call him? Landry plus Lombardi?
Oh.
I mean, he sounded like it.
Yeah.
I mean, Mraz thought that Joe Judge would be here for the next 2 decades.
Can I declare something, too? First of all, I understand that Daniel Jones' numbers now will tell you a different story, but I think there's a good coach in Joe Judge, and I think he was completely screwed by Dave Gettleman. And I think that he keeps finding himself in the wrong spot. And I think his entire coaching career is going to be derailed by wrong decisions when I think at his core, there's a good coach there.
I think he's going to be a great gym teacher and assistant principal. I think he's got a lot of that in him. He's got upper middle management written all over him.
Maybe.
Hey, Joe, why don't you tell us what it is you do here?
Maybe. That's fine.
He stinks. Don't stick up for him.
Okay. Jeez, Greg. Calm down.
And that's what we got for this hour.
All right. Well, when we come back, this is going to be a big wacky food day. Are Pop-Tarts back? So I got a big press release email yesterday. The former Camping World Bowl that became the Cheez-Its Bowl, that's become like the Champ Sports Bowl at one point, is now the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Pop-Tarts, an institution in America for a long time, finally has a bowl name, which is kind of surprising considering all the sponsors for bowl names. And it made me think, for Pop-Tarts to make this surge now into the bowl world, are they back? Because they were a great after-school snack, a breakfast when my parents were feeling a little lazy, they toss them your way, and some classic flavors over the years. And I did a little straw poll yesterday, texted some people with kids. Oh, yeah, you know, Pop-Tarts, not that they want to pump their kids full of Pop-Tarts all the time, but they're pretty much a staple in pantries again. And I don't know if it went through a little bit of a lull, but Pop-Tarts are formidable here.
There's also, because these have been in my house, there's like...
the mini ones?
Well, no, there's like, healthy's not the right word, but there's like natural, like there's
right.
like versions of Pop-Tarts. You can have, like in Trader Joe's has Pop-Tarts right. that are not the sugar bomb that the actual Pop-Tarts right. are. But how about this? I still think I'm on single digits of Pop-Tarts eaten in my life.
You and DA the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So you're probably not even a good person. I was going to ask you everybody's favorite flavor Pop-Tart.
So I've had, like, I prefer the ones that are more, when I've had them, the more desserty ones. Like, there's, like, a s'mores one. There's another one that, but, like, so, like, the fruit ones are not for me.
Okay.
Which I think are the traditional ones, correct? Those are the first ones? You need a microphone.
Yeah, having a microphone on, Greg.
That would help.
Or headphones, one or the other.
I go the complete opposite. I prefer the fruit ones.
Yeah.
And as a kid, you want that as much sugar as possible, so
sure.
you always went frosted.
When I don't understand the unfrosted people.
When I've had them as an adult, I like them unfrosted. They go really well with coffee. No, I'm serious. I'll tell you what I had recently. Similar product. Liked it more as an adult than I did as a kid, because I didn't like them as a kid. Toaster strudel.
Yeah, I have toaster strudels now.
Was really good with the icing on.
Those aren't bad. But what's your flavor?
I would go cherry or raspberry.
Okay, so to me, I think it's essentially three flavors. I'm open to hear a fourth. It's the chocolate fudge ones, I think, are actually the best ones. They serve as both a dessert and a breakfast. The strawberry filled with that white frosting and the sprinkles.
Yep.
Classic.
Classic.
And I love the cherry ones. Cherry filled with like the pink on top of the sprinkles, and then I will hear an argument for brown sugar as a number four. After that, like the s'mores one, I've seen like the cookie dough ones. You go up to the aisle now. Pop-Tarts, when I was a kid, there was like five boxes. And, you know, maybe then an unfrosted variation. There's like 30 different flavors. The blue one with the pink stripe going down the middle. I don't got time for that.
That's like Oreo. Wild berry.
Yeah, wild berry. No, give me, it's chocolate, it's strawberry. It's almost like ice cream flavors. Cherry.
So just
and then you got
the
black brown sugar.
Just on their website now. These are all flavors
that
were not around when we were kids. Frosted banana bread.
Ugh.
Apple Jacks.
Oh, I'm listening to that. That's
frosted
my favorite cereal.
Frosted chocolate chip. Frosted chocolate fudge.
No.
Frosted confetti cupcake. Cookies and cream.
Nope.
Grape. Nope. Hot fudge sundae. Eggo maple flavored.
I'm listening.
All right. There you go.
Those.
And then here's snickerdoodle.
Okay.
And then here's where you said, like, the all-natural, simply strawberry, no high-fructose corn syrup.
I mean, look, I like what you like, but I've tried a lot of these flavors, like, just because you would think cookies and cream. Look at me. I'm a fat boar. I should love that. It doesn't taste like other cookies and cream stuff. It's just Pop-Tart stuff is always off, but those standard, like, those powerhouse flavors, it's tough to beat. Also, one last one, toasted or untoasted?
Toasted.
Toasted.
I still say untoasted, but every once in a while toasted. Think about that. Think about how unique a Pop-Tart is. You could change the complete taste by toasting it or untoasting it, and you could have it both ways.
It's a classy American pastry.
It's deserving of a bowl game. Congrats, Orlando. The Pop-Tarts Bowl is here. ACC versus Big 12. When we come back, more of the same. The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.